What's up, listeners? Welcome to Volume 3 of Hashtag Let Me Just Say This. This is your host, Lewis Mercedes. And before I get into today's topic of discussion, I want to give a quick shout out to all of my supporters on Anchor, Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, CastBox, Overcast. However you listen to Let Me Just Say This, I greatly appreciate the support. I have a Facebook page coming soon, real soon, so be on the lookout for that. Now, this episode is going to be dedicated to whether or not I should cancel my Netflix subscription. I'm going to do something very interesting. I was scrolling through Netflix, and this is what came up on my feed for original programming. Daredevil, Stranger Things, Velvet Buzzsaw, Russian Doll, Always a Witch, Polar, I.O., Close, Trigger Warning with Killer Mike, Carmen Sandiego, Troll, The Beat Goes On. Or Trolls, The Beat Goes On. Ozark, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Roma, Game Over, Man. Maniac, A Series of Unfortunate Events. Cam, Dumplin', Mindhunter, Captain Underpants. Altered Carbon, Peaky Blinders, Stranger Things. Are you still with me? Did I lose you yet? Because if not, this is just a microcosm of what Netflix has to offer. And I found it ridiculous because it was a never-ending list of original programming. Netflix has become sort of the kingpin of streaming content. I've been a Netflix subscriber since 2010. I signed up when I was fresh out of college. I was still living under my mom's nest, and I just wanted to try it out for 30 days just to see what all the hoopla was about. I love the $9.99 price for the DVD plan along with the unlimited streaming. Now, take into consideration that back in 2010, streaming wasn't what it is now as far as the availability of content. So they would have some TV shows, some movies here and there, but it was still a good bargain to have unlimited streaming of that particular content with the DVD plans by mail for just $10 a month. Fast forward to 2011, I'm still a subscriber, but now the difference is you're paying $10 a month for just the streaming. If you want to add the DVD plan to it, then it's going to be an additional $10 on top of that. That rubbed a lot of people the wrong way because at the time, Netflix didn't really have a wide selection of films and TV series. So what ended up happening was Netflix stock dropped dramatically until they started coming out with original programming a couple of years later, such as House of Cards, Orange is the New Black, just to name a few. When this happened, that's when Netflix started taking off in a tremendous way, because now you have Netflix series getting nominated for Golden Globes and Emmys and all sorts of critical acclaim. Now, the aforementioned list that I read is not just including those movies and those television series. There are many, many, many others if you're familiar with Netflix, almost to the point where you can't keep up with it. My wife Karen and I we'd be chilling on the couch wanting to watch something. So we queue up the Netflix because we want to get our Netflix to chill on. This is what happens. We end up wasting 30 to 45 to 60 minutes. And it gets to the point where there's so much content that we can't even decide on a television series or a film. And we end up calling it a night. In 2018, Netflix had a total of about 700 original series. That's 700 original series. This led to Netflix increasing their monthly price to all their subscribers to $13 a month. I was complacent and fine when it went from $9.99 to $10.99. Now it's $13 a month for all of this programming. This is the reason why I'm contemplating canceling Netflix. I do not have nearly the amount of time that it takes to sift through all of these original series, all of these original movies. And even apart from the original content, there's also well-known big budget films and indie films and comedies and horrors, children's programming. There's so much that the underlying issue is finding the time to locate the quality programming. A few years ago, Netflix originals used to be a good thing. So when they would promote, oh, this is a film that's coming straight to Netflix starring whatever A-list actor, A-list actress, that was cool 3, 4, 5 years ago, because this was the same platform that gave you House of Cards, Orange is the New Black, etc. Now, there's an oversaturation that has led to lackluster quality. So now, when a Netflix movie is being promoted, that's exactly what it is. It's created a negative stigma for itself. It's kind of like 15 to 20 years ago when you would say, oh yeah, you know, that's a straight to DVD movie or straight to video movie. That generally meant that it was mediocre acting with a mediocre script and lackluster direction that wasn't worth paying for in the movie theater. The only reason, in my theory, that Bird Box became as big of a sensation that it did become was because of the fact that people could just sit on their asses and watch it for free. Not for free, but they can watch it from the comfort of their living room. If this film had been released in theaters, I highly doubt that people would be raving about it left and right. Because this was, to me, a lesser version of John Krasinski's A Quiet Place, which was a far superior film with a similar concept. Now, I'm asking myself, is it worth paying the $13 a month when I'm only watching stuff on Netflix, I would say about once a week, if that? There's so much good stuff on Netflix, but there's also a lot of stuff that I'm a little skeptical about. For example, Anthony Mackie's new film on Netflix, I.O. It looks interesting, but because of the fact that Netflix original programming has created such a negative stigma for itself over the past couple of years, I can't really sit down and get myself to watch it. And that goes for a whole bunch of other original films and TV shows that are currently on Netflix. What I do is look up on IMDb as a reference, because I need to see what the reviews are on IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes to see if it's even worth my time. I'm a working man. I'm a school teacher, okay? I need to ensure that whatever I'm going to spend my time watching and consuming, whatever type of mindless entertainment it is, it needs to be worth my valuable time. And I think that I'm not alone in that sentiment. One of the most annoying features that Netflix has these days is the autoplay of a trailer for a TV show or a movie whenever you're browsing through titles. All that this does is prolong the selection process. I want to be able to just browse through all of these titles, click or select a specific title, and then watch the trailer if need be. I don't want footage from every single selection automatically playing as I'm going through the entire queue or list or the selection or whatever you want to call it. It's annoying. All it does is stress me out more than get me interested. Yeah, sure, I can watch a trailer or a sneak peek of one or two TV shows or one or two movies, but it does it for every single selection that you highlight. And it gets to the point where it's taking up more time than it's taking up more time than is needed. So therefore, I'm just at a standstill and I end up not wanting to watch anything at all. Now, I know someone is going to be listening to this episode saying, well, Netflix isn't the only streaming platform out there. There are lots of other streaming platforms that have dozens and hundreds and thousands of titles. So why are you singling out Netflix? The reason why I'm singling out Netflix is because they just increased their price to $13 a month. They have so much original content that they need to increase that price to subscribers in order to substantiate that to all of their investors. My issue with that is it even worth paying the $13 a month if I can't even settle on one title, whether it's a TV series or a film? I mean, Hulu is at this point is about half the price of Netflix, and they have a damn good selection of TV shows. Okay, what else? At Amazon Prime Video, okay, they're also cheaper than Netflix if you're not a Prime member, if you just want Amazon Video. But they still also have a great selection, and I don't feel as though the selection process is as stressful as it is with Netflix. And that's the frustrating part. Should I continue paying $13 for frustration as far as selecting an actual program to watch? I love Stranger Things just as much as everyone else. I love Peaky Blinders. Peaky Blinders is perhaps the most underrated television show out there. However, I can watch those shows on other platforms. I'm not going to say it on this episode, but there's a way around everything. I've been consuming entertainment without having to pay for it in other ways. So, again, I'm contemplating on canceling the Netflix, but here's the problem. I have a 4-year-old, almost 5-year-old son. He watches a lot of programming on Netflix, and he actually really enjoys them, such as Trolls, Storybots, True, and a couple of other ones. So I think I would be doing a disservice if I did cancel Netflix. I'd love to know other people's opinion on this matter. And I'm sure I'm going to come back to this topic in a future episode and actually have a guest to have back and forth banter with on this matter. With that being said, those are my thoughts on Netflix and whether or not I should cancel it. I'm still up in the air. I haven't made my decision yet. But those are some of the things that's frustrating me with Netflix. The increased price and the really long selection process. This was volume 3 of Let Me Just Say This. Your host, Lewis Mercedes, is out. Please continue following me on Instagram at Let Me Just Say This Podcast. Continue to support the audio on anchor.fm/Let Me Just Say This, as well as Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, however you like to stream your podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm out. Enjoy your Netflix and all of your other streaming platforms.